Close to 41,000 women here in the United States are expected to die from breast cancer this year. Even with that staggering number, there is some good news. Death rates have been decreasing since 1989, and women under the age of 50 have experienced larger decreases. This is all according to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And healthcare providers believe it's a result of treatment advances, earlier detection through screening, as well as increased awareness. And since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we wanted to talk more about breast health and what women and some men, because men get breast cancer too, need to know about all of this. Joining me live in studio is Jackie Babb, the Women and Children's Service Line Director at St. Alphonsus Health System, and Dr. Howard Schaff, a radiologist with Gem State Radiology. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
You know, when we hear that number, it seems like an incredibly big number. But as we said, it's going down. And is it due in part to early detection?
I think you put it well in your introduction. It's a combination. I think everybody realizes it's not only screening and early detection, but it's also the treatment advances. That combination is saving women's lives.
So talk a little bit about the advances that we've seen, because it seems to be moving quickly these days with breast cancer treatment and how it's changing.
Yeah. So, you know, being a radiologist, obviously I pay a lot of attention to the detection side, mm-hmm. or what we call the screening side. It's just like your earlier guest mentioned, women that are asymptomatic, don't have any signs and symptoms of breast cancer. And so what's helpful is to get women screened and detect cancer. And the earlier we detect it, the more options for treatment that we have.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie, that is a mission at St. Alphonsus. You have your mobile mammography units, because we don't have some of the best rates in Idaho when it comes to certain groups of women being screened.
Right, and it's been continuously the case. So we've been ranked at the least 47th, 50th. If you add Washington, D.C., 51st in some cases, but we still rank the least. And I think rurality has something to play with that, how geographically spread out we are, and just sheer access to fixed or mobile screening mammography.
And how important is it for you to get out to those areas? Because you're right. I mean, it's so different when people, I think, move to the Treasure Valley and they have this idea that we're not a rural state.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do is go 30 miles outside and mm-hmm. realize that we are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our mobile goes to places like Jordan Valley or Duck Valley, and women travel well over an hour, 2 hours sometimes, just to get a screening mammogram and a clinical breast exam. So for them, it's critical, because otherwise they wouldn't seek the screening opportunity.
And Dr. Schaff, over the years, when we talk about that screening mammography, so that's like that baseline, how important is it that women get that baseline, whether they're uncomfortable, whether it's, you know, it may be something that, you know, it's invasive in the sense of, you know, you have to take off a lot of your clothes and get this done, to be frank. But how important is that?
Well, it is the only proven method we have right now to screen for breast cancer, meaning to find breast cancer that a woman's not going to feel, another physician or healthcare provider is not going to feel. We don't know they have breast cancer until they have a mammogram. Mammograms aren't perfect. They're not 100%, but they are the best exam we have. So it's critical that women get mammograms.
And Jackie, how important is the education factor in this? Because I know, too, that here in the state of Idaho, we have certain, you know, groups of women who, because of the invasiveness of it, don't want to get this procedure done.
Mm-hmm. So I think education goes so far. I think ultimately that women take care of everybody else, and mm-hmm. they have a hard time finding time to take care of themselves. And so when we do surveys, we find that the barriers that exist for women are a matter of convenience, you know, taking time off of work or finding childcare in order to get a screening mammogram. And we also find that if they are uninsured, that they might not have the financial means for that screening or frontline diagnostics, which I know, you know, for St. Alphonsus and for other entities in this area that we offer grants, and we want to remove that as a barrier altogether. But education is important. I think that access and that just the continued breast cancer awareness and how much empowerment women have actually to put themselves in the driver's seat for their own care.
You know, let's talk about that idea of women who are uninsured, because a lot of times that is a huge barrier. And then knowing where to get a grant and doing all of that, is it fairly easy for women to find that and to be able to get a grant so that they can get this critical screening done?
Yes. I mean, I think that we're blessed to have a community with partners in our community, with Komen, our rodeo associations throughout our market area, just a number of different entities that come to the table and say, we don't want that to be a means for someone not to get a screening done either. It is a very simple process of making the time, schedule an appointment, show up. And there's a small list of questions that we go through. But if there's a hardship, we do not turn anybody away.
And is there a way to find out where your mobile unit will be? Because for a lot of women, I mean, they're still traveling when the mobile unit is somewhere, let alone driving a couple of hundred miles to the Treasure Valley.
Yes. So we do have calendars that are online that are tied to our website. We also are doing some geo-targeting so that we're pinging people that are within certain radius of where the mobile is so they can just walk on and get screened.
I'm speaking with Jackie Babb. She is the Women's and Children's Service Line Director at St. Alphonsus Health System, and Dr. Howard Schaff, a radiologist with Gem State Radiology. There was a statistic that I saw, and it said it's according to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, when breast cancer is detected early in a localized stage, the five-year relative survival rate is 100%. So, Dr. Schaff, explain exactly what that means, because we're using words like localized and you know, a relative survival rate. What does all of that mean?
Yeah, it can be complex, but in simple terms, and that's why we stress the earlier we find it, the more likely we're going to be able to save a woman's life. So early means, and the 100% you're referring to is there's breast cancer, what we call ductal carcinoma in situ. And that's breast cancer that hasn't broken out yet. And that's the earliest form of breast cancer. And mammograms are actually very good at detecting that type of breast cancer. And then earlier stages of what we call more invasive breast cancer. So breast cancer that's starting to break out from being localized. That could often is just localized, you know, breaking out into that more breast. But then it can spread to other parts of the body. Usually the next place is the lymph nodes. And then, of course, even, you know, further beyond that. And so that's what we call, you know, when there's lymph node involvement, we call that locally advanced. And when there's distant involvement, that's called distant metastatic disease. So each of those stages, the prognosis or the mortality for women goes, you know, is higher. So it becomes more challenging. That's why all this push to get women screened, because we're more apt to find it at an earlier stage.
And even though we rank so low, are you, Dr. Schaff, in your practice seeing more cases of these early stages versus the later stages?
Yeah, that's a good question, Gemma. We definitely have many successes on finding early breast cancers, particularly women that are getting screened. Unfortunately, in the state, due to having a lower screening rate and some of the other perceptions we've talked about, people feeling like they're not going to be able to pay for mammograms, we also do see, unfortunately, more advanced forms of breast cancer. So nevertheless, whether people are feeling something or just haven't been screened, we encourage women to come, because the combination of finding it, making the diagnosis, and then getting them in treatment, we do better at every stage now than we did 10, 15, 20 years ago.
And that's truly, I think, the amazing part of this, is that even with our low screening rates, we still see more success stories. And do you see that, Jackie?
I do. I think that we have a lot of women who have been touched. And, you know, this month in particular, we are seeing a lot of people just surface and become champions and advocates themselves. And in part in groups, too, just to continue to share the advocacy and the message of getting screened early.
Yeah. And I was just going to mention, if I may, just jump in real quickly. you know, one thing about getting screened, it's not only the reasons we've discussed why people don't get screened, but it is confusing. Women are getting different messages, when to get screened, how often to
get
screened.
Yes.
I kind of like to keep it simple.
Okay.
There are different recommendations from different organizations. We can get into the fine tooth comb with all this about what's an advantage for this or that. I like to keep it simple. Our recommendation is women 40 and older should get screened annually, every year, starting at age 40. The benefits are proven, and I think it's simple. Otherwise, you know, I'm not sure. Am I supposed to start at 50? Am I supposed to start at 45?
Am I supposed to go every other year?
Exactly.
What am I supposed to do?
It gets confusing. I mean, the point is, it's a safe test. It's low risk. Let's get
people
screened.
And it can save your life.
And it can save your life.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Jackie Babb with St. Alphonsus Health System, and Dr. Howard Schaff, a radiologist with Gem State Radiology. We've been talking today about breast cancer awareness, since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you
for having us.